Du Bois' words about oligarchy brought to mind what I heard Senator Bernie Sanders say recently. Quote, "What frightens me very much is what Citizens United has done to the politics of this country and the ability of billionaires like the Koch brothers and others to put unprecedented sums of money into elections. And it frightens me very much because I fear that we may be on the verge of becoming an oligarchic form of society, where a handful of billionaires control not just the economy, but the political life of this country. And that's just something we're going to have to wrestle with," unquote from Senator Bernie Sanders, independent senator from Vermont, speaking on Democracy Now! On November 4th, 2014, but I believe recorded in the Next Stage's archives, because that was the election night and it was recorded at night. So much for that. In any case, never real democracy in legislation. But Du Bois was speaking about challenging the very idea of it. I don't think he believed that there was any reality of it. And of course, in the economic realm, we're always back to square one as well, as if Townsend and Kropotkin and Du Bois himself never existed. Because listen to this from an even more recent segment of Democracy Now!, quote, "I really believe that poverty in this country is a function of our unwillingness to do justice to many parts of our community." My interjection there is that always, never questioned, never probed we, or very rarely questioned we. And I haven't heard that we being probed in terms of representing the state, and the next question being, well, does that serve us? Are subjecting our identity to the state? So in any case, he says that poverty is a function of our quote unquote unwillingness to do justice. It's hard for me to get through this quote, because every step of the way, if we had an honest interrogator, and I mean that in a good sense, would have been able to pick apart, reveal the propaganda propaganda in the modern sense, not in the old sense of just education or whatnot, or spreading one's perspective, but in the sense of a clandestine agenda with a massive power imbalance implied in that. Anyway, he says, function of our quote unquote unwillingness quote unquote to do justice quote unquote to many parts of our community. And I really do believe, says Mr. Stevenson, I really do believe that the opposite of poverty isn't wealth. I think, you know, we have this arrogance, we again, we. So you see why folks who speak like this, their words, their thoughts are allowed currency over the airwaves, are become currency, become current, enter the flow of the discourse, because they reinforce the state's key messages. That it is we, it is us, it is lodged in us. Then we're stuck in limbo, never moving forward an inch towards our freedom. We, he says, think that when we make a mistake, we don't have to apologize. We don't have to rethink how we've behaved. We just throw more money and more. Oh my goodness gracious. Which money did I throw? I'm checking my pockets. Feels pretty empty to me. I'm sorry. And I mean, the way this man was introduced, I was just sitting ready to hear some real pearls of knowledge dropped. And was I disappointed? This is Brian Stevenson, founder and executive director of Equal Justice Initiative, one of those many nonprofits who will not be ushering in our freedom, will not be encouraging to join hands globally with our brothers and sisters and come up with a vision that is the opposite of power. So I turned back to W.E.B. Du Bois, who had thought things through and whose words are not allowed over the airwaves, do not gain currency in the discourse. Quote, gradually it dawned upon me with increasing clarity just what the essential change in the world has been since the First World War and Depression, and how the tactics of those who live for the widest development of men must change accordingly. It's not simply a matter of change in ideals, but even more of a decisive change in the methods by which ideals are to be approximated. As I look back now, I see in the crusade waged by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People from 1910 to 1930, one of the finest efforts of liberalism to achieve human emancipation, and much was accomplished. But the essential difficulty with the liberalism of the 20th century was not to realize the fundamental change brought about by the worldwide organization of work and trade and commerce. Unquote. From Dusk of Dawn, written in or published in 1940 by W.E.B. Du Bois. The fundamental change brought about by the worldwide organization of work and trade and commerce, i.e., power is a global actor.